Welcome to lesson 12. This is about the flow and the flow of well-being that runs through our universe and our lives in any moment if we choose to tap into it. People who live in the flow are people who are connected, people who expect good things to happen to them, people who have the right opportunities and the right people and the right situations showing up at the right time. And even when they don't turn up, they have a belief that they are going to turn up at the right time, so they don't have that fear that nothing's going to happen their way. They don't have that control and that stranglehold over their life. They've surrendered to the fact that everything is happening perfectly, in perfect order, and all is well. There is a stream of well-being, of goodness out there that we can all tap into, because we came here to thrive, not just survive. But the thing that knocks us out of flow, and we've all felt this, the opposite to flow, is when things don't go right and when stuff happens that we don't like, when there's chaos in our lives or fear, it's created by us resisting our flow. Now, no one does that deliberately, of course. No one wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to spoil the day for myself. But we do it subconsciously. We do it through fear, and we do it through negative emotions, and we do it through not feeling like we're worthy of living in the flow when actually we are. And this is resistance. This is the rock that Esther and Jerry Hicks talk about when they talk about the river of well-being and getting your boat in the river, in the flow, and moving downstream with the flow rather than turning it around and paddling up the way that's going to exhaust you, make you tired, and not make any progress. They talk about resistance being the rock in your flow, the thing that's blocking your flow, the fear, the self-sabotage, the belief that you're not worthy. And I totally agree with them that this is what we need to work on if you want to live in the flow and you want to attract more of the good stuff to you. So what is your resistance? Resistance is when you don't feel good, when something doesn't feel right to you. This is your resistance to something. And this is when you need to look at what is going on and step back from your life, because when you are in resistance and when you feel in fear and when you're sabotaging things for yourself, you're not in your good feeling place of flow and allowing. So this is when you need to have faith that the universe has got it covered and draw on all 12 of the lessons that we've discussed in this program. Are you trying to fix people that don't need fixing? Are you not taking responsibility for what you're sending out there? Perhaps you're not loving yourself enough and not feeling worthy. Or maybe there are signs and serendipities that the universe is sending you that you're not picking up on. Maybe it's throwing you the rope and your ego's talking you out of your intuition and you're not picking up on that. There could be all different kinds of resistance. But when you want to be in the flow, it's about letting go of those fears, letting go of the self-sabotage, letting go of your old story and your old victim mode, and writing the new story of who you are and what you want to create, either on paper or in your mind, choosing each thought carefully, choosing each feeling because you're choosing each thought carefully, and allowing yourself to go with the flow of life. And a great way to accelerate your flow and to be more in flow is to practice deliberate gratitude. Because when you focus on gratitude, you're sending energy and noticing and observing stuff that is good. And this can be gratitude for things in your life, or it can be gratitude for stuff that's around you, or you can even use it to celebrate other people's lives and other people's success. But when you're saying thank you to the universe for the good stuff, then what does the universe hear? It hears that you've got good stuff in your life, and it matches that up with more good stuff and sends you more and more flow. So focus on being in deliberate gratitude, draw on all of the lessons, and also stay in fair exchange with the universe as well. Remember that paying it forward is really helpful. You can leave your pound in your shopping trolley, or you can do a kindness to someone, a kind word, a hug, carrying a shopping bag for someone, is all sending it out there that you are blessed, that you are in the flow, and that you are in good energy. and expect the good stuff to happen to you. Rewrite your story and rewrite a story of allowing and of being in bliss and being in happiness and being in joy. And learn to go with the flow. Release control, release self-sabotage, and know that the universe has got it covered. The plan works. So do all you can to live in the flow and go with the flow. And I'm wishing you all of the very, very best with that. And I hope you've loved this program as much as I have. And I'll see you again shortly. Thank you for being here.